of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the pre-recorded edition.
It's not me. It's a recording of me. Is it live or is it Memorex?
I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, I'll be bringing you the best of the 80s as I do every Friday night at 10 p.m. Like last week, I have no specific theme for you tonight, except I'll be including some leftovers from last week's dancier than usual show. But let's get started with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is, 40 years ago this week, ending August 30th, Devo's biggest hit single debuted on the US Hot 100. It only peaked at number 14, but it's considered one of the defining sounds of the 80s, and the music video became a staple of MTV's rotation in its early days. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Whip It from Devo's fourth studio album, Freedom of Choice. It made the charts in four countries, as well as hitting number 8 on the U.S. dance chart. That was their only U.S. top 40 hit, but it spent a total of 25 weeks on the U.S. Hot 100. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you for less, I can't be sure. Well, anyway, you must have heard about the troubles that I had, but somehow I got through. I always managed to. And by the way, how are you? Struggle in the way that I am. Oh, how
better go. I got a thousand little things I'd better do. Oh, but it was really good to talk to you. You're on my way. I'm bound to see you on the street again someday. And when I do, I'll say, dreaming of making big plans. How are the nights and
You're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We started off the show with The Kinks and How Are You from their 1986 release Think Visual. The Pop Guns were in there with Landslide from their 1989 single. They were a British indie band from the late 80s, early 90s. And we wrapped it up with Arcadia and Keep Me in the Dark from So Red the Rose from 1985. If that has a familiar sound to you, it's probably because Arcadia was a side project of Duran Duran featuring Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes, and Roger Taylor. If you caught last week's show, which if you didn't, is still available for streaming on the station's website, my playlist featured much more 80s dance music than I normally play. I usually like to mix it up with different genres in my show, but I didn't get to feature all of the tracks that I'd wanted to include just because of the 1 hour show. So for this next set, I'm going to spin a few of them, and we'll start with a classic club hit from Debbie Deb, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
You got social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all #AloneTogether. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When early explorers first set out west across the Atlantic, most people thought the world was flat. Most people thought if you sailed far enough west, you would drop off a plane into nothing. These vessels sailing out into the unknown, they weren't carrying noblemen or aristocrats, artists, merchants. They were crewed by people living on the edge of life. The madmen, orphans, ex-convicts, outcasts.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and this is another pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod. If you have any questions or requests, please don't call into the station as no one is there to take your call. Instead, feel free to drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always find the playlists and the archives on the station's website at wmfo.org. We started the last set off with Debbie Deb and When I Hear Music from 1983. Kathy Dennis was in there with All Night Long, Touch Me, from her 1990 release Move to This. Last week I played the original version of that song by Fonda Rae and Wish, but I really like Kathy Dennis's version as well, so I wanted to squeeze it in tonight. The late great drag queen Divine performed Native Love, Step by Step, from 1982. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Moni Love and I Could Do This, that's the Uptown mix from Down to Earth from 1990. Nocera was in there with Summertime, Summertime, that's the club version from 1986. That went to number 2 on the US dance chart back then. We'll start off the last set with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Saxon.
You gotta try to get yourself.
Been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host this evening. Hope you enjoyed my look back at the 80s. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. when we'll do it all over again. We've got time for one last track, but let's run down what we've just heard. We started off with the 80s hair metal band of the week, which was Saxon, and we heard the track Stand Up and Be Counted from Wheels of Steel from 1980. The subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week was in there with Devo and Whip It from their 1980 release Freedom of Choice. And then we had a little mini theme running here for the next three songs. We started with New Order and The Village off of their 1983 release Power, Corruption, and Lies. The Primitives gave us Through the Flowers from their 1988 debut Lovely. That track was originally released in 1986 as a single. And we wrapped it up with the Psychedelic Furs from their self-titled debut from 1980, and we heard the track Flowers. I'm going to leave you with something from Altered Images. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe, and please wear a mask. You may save more than just your life.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.